So, welcome everyone to Vision Day for 2017, creating your perfect life vision for the year. I'm stoked that all of you are here, and I love seeing some of the comments about why you're here, of wanting to get really clear on what it is that you want to create this year, and if you had a challenging last year to make this year, to be able to start the year with momentum, power, confidence, and excitement by getting clear on what it is that you want to create and having a framework for somebody to walk you through step by step, getting that depth of clarity. So let's talk about today. What can you expect from today? So first, today is about you and your life vision, period. It's not about me. It's not about content. It's not about learning anything new. It is about you getting clear on what it is that you want to create over the next 12 months and all of it coming from within you. So this isn't designed to be a typical webinar where somebody preaches to you the whole time or talks. This is designed to be interactive exercises where at the end of this, you'll have your vision. So my intention is to make this one of the most valuable workshops that you've ever attended online over the course of the next 90 minutes. And by that meaning that at the end of this, you're going to have your vision for 2017 written down, crystallized, clear. This vision can act as your North Star throughout the entire year, so you have something that you can constantly come back to. You won't have to worry about getting overwhelmed. You won't have to worry about getting lost or off track this year with your goals, because you'll constantly have this clarity of vision to keep you aligned and on purpose. And this simple act of going through this exercise and writing out the vision can shift a lot of things in your life. So I've been doing this process, I'll tell you in a moment, for a handful of years, but last year was the first year where I taught this publicly. And I got an email from George when he heard that I was doing this workshop again. And here's what he said. He said, last year I got the recording and boom, it shifted everything for me. Here's what happened. I visualized some of the below. Traveling the world, I'm currently doing it. Impacting business and lives around the world with my business, check. Being financially independent, check. Learning how to snowboard, check. Traveling around Asia, currently living here. Speaking at stage from an event, done and set to do more. Creating my own second business on it now and getting out there to experience love with women, which is happening. So, and then as he says up here, I'm currently setting my own second business to impact young people and create the life of their dreams. You contribute to this in such a huge way you don't even know. So this was all, guys, from one 90-minute workshop where he got clear. So just the act of going through this can shift a lot. So let's talk about the agenda. The agenda today. One, reflecting on the past. So we're going to go over an exercise to get you clear on what happened over the past year, what were your lessons from the last year, so you don't have to learn the same lessons over and over moving into this next year. So we'll reflect on the past, get the most important lessons from it. We'll report on the present to see what's happening in your life right now, what's working, what isn't working, what are you satisfied with, what do you want to change. And all of this will cue up the final exercise, which is going to be creating your future vision and picking your theme for 2017. So we look at the past 12 months, we see what worked, what didn't, we look at your life right now, and from all of that, with all of the data, then we create the vision for your future based off of what it is that you want to create. And then I'll tell you a little bit more about how you can implement this in your day-to-day life and really, really want to get momentum if you want to take this to the next level aside from just having one 90-minute workshop together. So ground rules. Ground rules are this. One, this is not a webinar or some class where I preach to you. This isn't about content. This is about you taking action and executing. So I just want to make that really, really clear that if you expected to show up and just listen for 90 minutes and not actually do anything, this won't be worth your time to just listen to it unless you are actively involved in the exercises. So because of that, turn off any distractions that you have right now. Silence your phone, close your browser, put your phone on airplane mode or whatever it is so that you won't be distracted. Don't be checking email. Don't be on Facebook. Guys, I've done this exercise via webinar, and I've done this in person. I did a workshop this weekend with 30 people in person here in Boulder, and a couple of people attended both, and they said in person was so much better because they gave it their full presence and full attention for 90 minutes. You know, it's not often when we take the time out to think about our life at this level, and because you're taking the time out, make sure that you're giving it the highest quality attention that you have. So turn off any distractions that you have. We're going to be going into some deep guided meditations throughout this. So if you are listening to this, don't listen to the meditations while you're driving. The meditations can take you into a very relaxed state that it wouldn't be safe to be driving or operating heavy machinery or anything of that like. So all of that, participate in the comments as much as possible here. I'll be rattling off if you have any questions. If you have comments, add them in the questions box, and I will be rattling off as we go. Allie just mentioned, as I mentioned this, she says, I will have to leave at 1. Will it be recorded? Yes, this will be recorded, and I will send out a recording to you afterwards. So don't worry about taking notes or worrying about missing anything, because you can always come back to it afterwards. Allie says, yay, great. And the Dalai Lama, a nice little quote here, in order to carry a positive action, we must develop a positive vision first. So creating a vision isn't going to guarantee that all of this stuff is going to happen to you, but it's the first step in knowing what you want. And if you have the vision, you can actually organize your life and so that these things can come into reality. And just like Paul Coelho from The Alchemist says, when you decide what you want, the universe conspires in your favor to make it happen. We're going to dive into the exercise and the workshops right now. So reflecting on the past, step one, a little bit of context. Why we reflect? We reflect because we can't see patterns. There are patterns that happen that we can't see unless we're looking back on them. For example, when Libby and I looked back this year, Libby's my fiance, we noticed that we would do daily connection walks. And if we don't do our daily connection walks, it was 50 to 60% more likely that we would get into a fight, right? Just because we had this one ritual that worked really, really well for us. We found out that when we would travel, generally, every time after we travel, the few days that we got back, things would get out of whack and we'd get into a tiffs because there's too much going on and we weren't taking enough downtime. So all of these patterns emerged that we normally couldn't see. So during this process, I'm going to take you on a little meditation. Don't be driving while you're doing this. Feel free to relax as deeply as possible as you can. What we're going to do is we're going to look back on the past 12 months of your life, and we're going to see the highs, the lows, and the lessons that you've learned from this. So why this framework? The emotional highs and lows will lead to the most important lessons of your life. So we're going to look over the past 12 months. We're going to see what were the emotional high points, what were the emotional low points, and what were the lessons that you learned from each of those. So with that, we're going to start this little meditation. Close your eyes. Allow yourself to relax completely. We're going to do a meditation for 5 minutes or so. Oh, Jana says I keep cutting out. I'll try and hold the mic a little bit closer. Let me know if this is better, Jana. Jana, it's great to see you on here, by the way. We're going to do this for 5 minutes, and then what's going to happen is we're going to do a writing exercise, and you're going to write stream of consciousness. What are the most important things that that come up for you over the past year? And don't worry about writing everything perfect. Just write and let it all pour out of you. Its first drafts are always crappy, and just let all of that content come out of you. It's not about perfection. It's just about getting all this out. So with that, take a deep breath in and exhale, and another deep breath in and exhale. Audio is flaky still. If this still keeps cutting out, let me know, and I will switch to something else. Deep breath in again and exhale. And with this, allow yourself to just relax into your seat. Take a deep breath in and out. And notice the weight of your body sitting on your chair. And notice the weight of your feet sitting on the ground. Deep breath in and out, paying attention to the sound of my voice and allowing any other noises, any other tensions to relax you even deeper into this. And as you're relaxing and breathing deeply, I want you to imagine that in front of you there is a giant bubble floating. And as you look into this bubble, it's a glass bubble, and you can see into it, and you can see a joystick in the center of this bubble. And I want you to imagine that you crawl into this bubble. And as you crawl into this bubble, it floats up above you and looks down below. And as you do that, time almost seems to stop. And so you're floating in this bubble, looking down at you, and there's this joystick in front of you, and there's this timeline, and this timeline might be going left to right or up to down or diagonal in some way, but in one direction is the future, and in another direction is the past. And I want you to move the joystick a little bit back into the past, and notice that as you do that, below, it's almost as if you're watching a screen or a film and you're floating back in time. So as the joystick goes back, notice what you were doing before this webinar started. Notice what you were doing this morning. And then let it take you back to last night and the day before. And let it take you back to New Year's. Let it continue to take you back to the holidays. And as you're floating over these scenes, notice what stands out. Notice what memories pop up. Notice the time that you spend with people and who you're spending it with and how it affects you. Let it go back farther now through the month of December, all the way into November. And remembering in November what you were doing, how you were spending your time, who you were spending your time with. Where was your energy and attention focused? What were you working on? Moving it back farther to October. Noticing what happened in October. What you remember. What trips you took. What projects you worked on, moving it back all the way into September now. What happened in September? Notice if anything stands out that are highlights or lowlights. What challenges you had. Moving back to August and July, feeling the heat of summer. Remembering what you were doing during the summer and what this summer energy was like. Was it busy and chaotic? Was it slow and easeful? Were you stressed? Were you excited? Moving back farther into June and May. Remembering your highlights from June and May. Moving back into April. Feeling the energy of spring, remembering what you were working on in spring, who were you working with, what were you reading, thinking about the different areas of life, your health, your relationships, your career, moving back even farther to March and to February, feeling the winter months of last year. Moving back through January, feeling the energy of the beginning of last year, what that was like. And moving all the way back to New Year's Day of last year. And remembering what you did on New Year's Day of last year. Imagining what vision you had for your life, what you wanted to have happen. And just noticing you in your little bubble floating over the day, seeing where you were a year ago. And now we're going to scroll back through that timeline, but we're going to go kind of fast, and you're just going to see those moments that stand out. Moving through January, remembering the highs, remembering the lows, moving through February, moving through March, allowing things to come up. Don't worry if things aren't coming or things are coming or if we're going too fast or if we're going too slow. Just allow yourself to relax and allow the memories to show up. Moving through April and May and June, through the summer months of July and August into September, feeling fall of October and November and December, noting all of the holidays and New Year's until this little bubble is floating back and hovering over today. And what I want you to do now is to allow that bubble to come back down in front of you, crawl out of the bubble, back into your body, back into this present moment, and take out a notepad or a Word document and start writing. And start writing about what stood out to you. Write your highs and lows for the past 12 months. It can be anything. I'm going to give you 5 minutes. I'll give you some verbal prompts throughout this. But for the moment, just keep writing. Don't stop to think. Just allow the thoughts to come out. And if there's no thoughts coming, just write about whatever is happening in your mind until the thoughts start moving. If you want, you're always welcome to look at, or if you get stuck, you can look at old calendars to see some of the things to prompt ideas. Think about the people of the year. Think about your wins of the year. What happened that you're proud of, that you're excited by, that you didn't expect to have happen, but happened. What do you remember? How was your health throughout the year? How were your relationships? Who did you love spending time with last year? Who did you not love spending time with last year? Deep breath in, remembering to breathe. You feel complete, go ahead and type something in the questions box.
And as you're looking at the highs and lows and remembering the different moments, start noticing, what are the lessons from those moments? What are the lessons that stand out from last year? If you got here late, or if you're just showing up, right now what we're doing is we're reflecting on the past 12 months, and we're looking and writing about all the experiences we had. You can join us by going through your calendar and writing down any experiences over the past 12 months that you remember that were highs or lows. And there will be a replay available for you. Giving you time and space right now. Remembering to give this your full attention for 5 minutes of reflecting on your year. Deep breath if you haven't yet. Thinking about the highs and lows, thinking about the key lessons that each high and low taught you. Victoria says, thank you. A tide of emotion ebbs and flows upon this page. Yeah, Victoria. People can find this experience to be moving in different ways. You may feel grief and sadness. You may feel immense gratitude. You may feel a mix of both. It is not uncommon to look back and to have some rush of emotion for everything that's happened. Thomas says, this made me cry. More personal lows than highs in 2016. If you're complete, or if you have things that you want to share, please share them in the questions. And if you want it to be anonymous, I can keep it anonymous. But we learn so much from one another by sharing our different stories of what's worked and what hasn't. Thomas has made me notice procrastinating on business goals. Yeah, I often find that the reflections that are the most valuable for me are the ones that are painful to fully realize or to feel or to experience. Allie says, lots of clear patterns in the highs of the year. Helpful. Allie, I'm curious what the patterns are for you, if you're game to share. What are the patterns that made the year high? What did you do? One of the things Libby and I noticed when we were doing our process was when we would do our rituals, we use this dot system that one of our mentors taught us, who their company sold $10 billion of products, and he uses this dot system to track his life. And I started doing it, and it became really clear that when I do my rituals and I stick to them, our life is really, really good. Seth, I spent so much time focused on what wasn't working that I didn't expand on what was working. Great. Brian, 2016 went completely on my own as a fitness lifestyle coach. Congratulations. And have more success in both business and in family. Jason, learning how to identify, feel, and release emotions has been a major breakthrough for me. It's emotional constipation that's held me back from believing I deserve my dreams. Nice, man. Two. Now writing about it, I realize I accomplished a lot more than I thought I did. Fantastic. So nice to see that. Allie, emotional highs came with connecting and being vulnerable, taking time to be creative and get lost in my work. And even when I had a rough time, I found a high in moving out of my comfort zone. Nice. I love it. Two, thank you for helping me with that pronunciation. Robert, what's up, Robert? Complete dizzying highs, extremely painful lows, achieved a lot of things, survived my first world tour as a performer, completed a pilgrimage I've wanted to do forever, forged a relationship with a career idol. Sounds awesome. Okay. We're going to, if there's more on this, does anyone need more time here? Are we feeling relatively complete? Okay, we're going to keep moving on. Some people do need some more time. You can keep on writing if you want to, and you can always come back to this, but just for the sake of time, we're going to keep moving. Jaina, biggest accomplishment is the foundation my partner and I built for ourselves through the year of communication and compassion. It's beautiful. Magda, learning the hard way what my priorities are. Fantastic. This has helped me remember a lot of my feelings from 2016. Great. Okay, so reflecting on the past, let's talk about the next phase, which is reporting on the present. So you can always go back and reflect more and really dig in. This process that I do, Libby and I literally take days to do this. We had one day for reflecting, one day for presencing, and then we come together and we share all of this together to see what's working individually and collectively together in our partnership. And so we would take 2 days for that, and then this weekend we're doing a retreat where we're going to the mountains for 2 nights to do the visioning part of it. And so take your time with it. You can spend more time on it if you want to. The next phase that we're moving into is reporting on the present. And what we're doing here is that we're creating a snapshot of our lives, of where they're at right now, so we have a baseline understanding of what's working and what isn't working. So every year for the past 6 years, I can actually go back and I can see each area of life. I can see why I rated it on a scale of 1 to 10, whatever the rating is, and then I can see why I put that rating. And so I've watched these over the course of the past 6 years ebb and flow of, finances do this, social relationships do that, my health does this, and I see the ebb and flow. And when you get connected to where you are from being truthful and brutally honest with what is true in your life right now about things, how do you feel about your career? How do you feel about your finances? How do you feel about your health? And from that place of being true, you can actually choose what you want the future to be. But it starts by getting connected to what's true for you. So what we're about to do is we're going to do a creative writing process. Again, stream of consciousness right now, edit later, don't stop. And we're going to do this in the four different areas of life: health, relationships, career, overall quality of life. You're going to rate each area on a scale of 1 to 10, and then you're going to write about why you rated it that number. We're going to do 4 minutes per area. So right now, this with health, if you want to take the time out afterwards, you can do this. And what you can do is you can break everything up into different categories. So health can be broken into physical, emotional, intellectual, and spiritual health. Relationships can be broken into social relationships, family relationships, love relationships. And wealth can be broken into finances, career, etc. So you can break all of this stuff up. What we're going to do today is we're going to focus 3 minutes on each of the higher level areas. So for 3 minutes on health, 3 minutes on relationships, 3 minutes on wealth, and 3 minutes on overall quality of life. And you can just let it all flow out as much as you can from that. So any questions before we move into this phase? Doesn't seem like any other questions. A couple other comments. Talia says it was a pretty shitty year. A lot of people felt that way from my experience. And Jennifer says pilgrimage just resonated. A year of amazing shared experiences and beautiful locations combined with lows that have taught me much about myself. Beautiful. Fantastic. Okay, so with that, take a deep breath in and out. And another deep breath in. And out. And I want you to notice the weight of your body again on your chair or wherever you're sitting. And feel the weight of your feet on the ground as you're sitting in your chair. Feel the weight of your back against the support and notice how good it feels to be held by the earth. Deep breath in and out. With your eyes closed, allowing yourself to just relax into your body. Letting the sound of my voice take you deeper into your body. Deep breath in and out. And as your mind is just floating with ease, I want you to imagine the health that you're experiencing in your life right now. How do you feel on a day-to-day basis? Physically, emotionally, intellectually, spiritually. What do you notice about your days? Do you feel energized? Do you feel depleted? Do you feel happy and grateful? Do you feel angry and fearful? What are the qualities of your health on a day-to-day basis? Physically, emotionally, intellectually, spiritually. Overall, how are you doing? What's working and what isn't working? Allowing yourself to just wander and noticing what comes up for you. Deep breath in and open your eyes. And on your notepad or your Word document, write the word health. Rate your health on a scale of 1 to 10, and for 3 minutes, write about why you rated it the number that you did. What's working? What isn't working? How do you feel day to day? What do you love? What do you want to change? Deep breath in in and out. Allowing the words to just flow from you. Physical health, your emotional health, your intellectual health, and your spiritual health. And wrapping that one up, getting a little yawn out there, wrapping that one up, and deep breath in and out, and we're moving into the next one around relationships. Go ahead and type a yes in the question box if you're with me still, just so I know that you're ready to move on. Okay, great. Yes, 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 yes. With you. Great. Thank you, guys. It helps me have a pulse of where everything's at. Deep breath in and out. Relationships. Closing your eyes. Closing your eyes and feeling the weight of your body again. Feeling the weight of your feet on the ground. Breathing deeply and connecting to that place where it almost feels like you're floating with relaxation. Where every sound, every movement, seems like it connects you deeper and deeper with yourself. And from this place, I want you to imagine the relationships that are in your life. What's working? And what isn't? Think about your friends. Who do you spend the majority of your time with? Who did you spend the majority of your time with this year? And how did that time affect you? Did it inspire you and uplift you? Did it excite you? Did it challenge you? Did it drain you? Think about your family. Maybe you just spent some time with them. How's the relationship with your family? What works? What do you want to be different? And lastly, think about your love life. What's your love life like? Are you happy with the quality of connections that you have? Are you in a relationship? Are you out of a relationship? Do you want to be in a relationship or out of the relationship? If you're in a relationship, what is the quality of it? supportive and uplifting, or is it one that you're silently wanting to escape from? Deep breath in and out, and open your eyes. And again, write about relationships. Write the word relationships, rate it on a scale of 1 to 10, and write about why you rated that, what it is. Write about the relationships that uplift you and support you, the ones that challenge you, the ones that drain you. Notice who comes up. Who do you want to spend more time with? Who do you want to spend less time with? What works? What wants to be changed? Deep breath in and out. Noticing what comes up for you and allowing these thoughts to just pour out of you onto the screen or onto the paper. And with that, bringing this frame of writing to a close. Wrapping that up. Let me know in the questions if you're with me. Give me a quick yes so I know. Yes, 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 yes. Okay, great. Fantastic. Thank you again. It helps me so much to have that pulse on y'all. Okay, deep breath in again. Closing the eyes again. Second to last time. Breathing, feeling the weight of your body on the chair, the weight of your feet on the ground, and noticing the muscle memory of coming back to this place of creativity and relaxed ease. Noticing what it's like. Noticing how good it feels. And from this place, start thinking and imagining the areas of wealth in your life, around your finances and around your career. How do you feel about your career? Are you on fire? And are you lit up? And are you waking up each morning stoked for the next day? Do you feel bored? Unexcited? Dull? Do you feel challenged and excited and passionate about what you do? Or not? And how does that affect your financial life? What's your relationship with money like? Do you feel stressed? Do you feel worked? Do you feel constantly worried about it? Do you feel relaxed? Open? Grateful? Deep breath in. Opening your eyes. And again, taking 2 to 3 minutes to rate your wealth on a scale of 1 to 10. And then writing about why you rated it what it is. Noticing what's working in your life, where you feel excited, where you feel lit up. Or where you don't, and where you want to change. It's all data that points to something, and it either points to something you're doing really well that you can learn from, or it points to something that you're not doing very well that you can change. The key is being brutally honest with yourself about where you're at. Continuing to write. Enjoying the process, letting the creative thoughts just flow out of you. Breathing. Pamela says this year can only go up. Rock bottom sucks. Yep, it does. But there's one more place to go from there, Pamela. Which I think you know. So one more time, Eugene says, I second that. One more time, deep breath in. And let me know if you guys are all with me still. We're going to move on to the next one, the last one, which is the overall quality of life. Type yes one more time for me in the chat box. So I know that you guys have wrapped this one up. Yes, 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 yes. Okay, great. Boom. Thank you, guys. You guys are rocking this. One more in this phase. Overall quality of life. Deep breath in. Close your eyes. Feel the weight of your body on the chair. Feel the weight of your feet on the ground. Deep breath in. Noticing how the breath relaxes the body just a little bit more with each time you breathe deeply into your body. And noticing this place of contentness that shows up. And as you're relaxing into this, I want you to allow your mind to look at your life at its whole right now. Everything, your health, your relationships, your wealth. Thinking about everything that you just wrote. Overall, how do you feel? What's working? What isn't working? What are you challenged by? What are you loving? Compared to where you thought you would be at this point in your life. Do you have what you want? Are you content? Do you want to change? Where would you rate yourself? Deep breath in and out. And opening your eyes. and writing the words overall quality of life on your screen or on your notepad or on your Word document, rating your overall quality of life on a scale of 1 to 10. And writing why you rated it, what you rated it, what works and what doesn't. Breathing deeply, allowing it all to just pour out, no filters, no stopping. What's working? What isn't? Where do you feel satisfied and content? Where do you feel disappointed or unhappy? Deep breath in, wrapping this one up. And as you wrap this one up, what I'd love to hear in your comments, and you can continue writing if you can continue writing if you're not done yet, but as we're talking about this, what I'd love to see in the comments are what are you learning from going through this so far? What have you learned about your year, about you, about what works in your life, or about what doesn't work in your life? One person says they dropped their main limiting belief this year, which is awesome. Jason says, I'm learning how important it is to do this process. Amen. Reflection equals clarity. Yeah, I agree, Jason. Libby and I, so I've spent a lot of time studying peak performance and what makes people grow exponentially. And one of the key traits is having consistent rhythm for reflection. Libby and I do this every quarter and every month and every week. So we do our yearly planning process, we do quarterly planning, we do monthly, and we do what we call a weekly board meeting, where we have a board meeting that helps us just stay on track with what's working and what isn't. Lori, I've had so many crazy wins this year. Biggest challenge is the mind. My thinking often sucks. Pamela, I'm very frustrated with my life, but overall quality is really not that bad. I have a house, car, food, but financial stress is impacting every area of my life. Tally, I need to stop avoiding the hard stuff and just do it. Bruno, things to take more time than expected, or I'm not patient enough, and I'm blessed with love and friendship. Talia says, just because it's hard doesn't mean I can't do it. Two says, I didn't reach my full potential and spend time on people not worthwhile. I want to reverse that this year. Amen. Mark, seeing progress, which is what Tony Robbins calls the key to happiness. Nice. I think the self-reflection has helped me see that life isn't quite as bad as it seems some days. The big picture, look at what I'm doing, helps a lot. Through this process, I'm getting clarity. The areas where I feel uncertainty and where I should focus to improve all other areas of my life. Max, nice. And Seth, this is helping me realize I spend time doing things to artificially bring momentary joy into my life at the expense of who I want to be as a person. Great, I'm loving reading all of these. Reading a few of these, and I'm not going to repeat all of them, but this is great. anonymous one, emerging from a cocoon, not sure what direction my life will take, but looking forward to it. I've got everything I want and enough money to live a few years. Biggest challenge is getting income before savings runs out. Great. Just took a huge leap professionally as a dancer. Nice. Beautiful, 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 guys. So, we've completed two-thirds of the process. We've completed two-thirds of the process, the last part. Everything that we've done up until now tees you up for this phase, which is creating your vision for the year. This is the most important part of this whole exercise. I can't stress enough. And if you go straight to the vision, it doesn't actually work. I've done this for 6 years now, every single year, and what I've realized is that you can't just go straight to a vision, because you have to know about what's worked in the past and what hasn't. You have to take those lessons with you, and you have to know about where things are at right now so you know what the vision actually is that guides the direction that you want to go with it. Great. I'm just reading one more. I'm going to share this one from Eugene. Very therapeutic exercise. It brought up a lot of emotions. I bawled at the start when I entered the bubble. I came along here more so for business entrepreneurship reasons, but immediately realized a lot more important things came to surface. Moving on from difficult paths and being honest with myself is one of the key takeaways. Beautiful. So, so good. So it's important to be able to release that emotion, or at least be in contact and in touch with it. And then we move into this phase, which is creating the vision for your future. So if you're listening, read through what you've written down so far, especially that overall quality of life piece. That's critical to be in touch with. And what we're going to do is we're going to do a visioning exercise where I'm going to take you into the future 1 year from today, and you're going to get a chance to experience your life as you want it to be 1 year from today, as if it were perfect, exactly as you wanted it to be. Some ground rules. So we're going to go into the future. You're going to experience what your future self experiences life like, and then we're going to do the writing exercise from that place. Some tips for as you're writing the vision to get this as clear as possible for you. One, write the vision as if it has already happened. So not I will do this, but writing it over the past year I've completed blank, so that it's written almost in as if you're looking back on the year as opposed to looking forward. Two, dream as big as you want to dream, as big as you can dream. You can always edit later. Live in a place of no constraint, of anything is possible, of releasing yourself from figuring out how to do any of this or to make any of it happen. You don't have to know the how. All you have to know in the beginning is what you want, and be crystal clear with that. And then lastly, this is a stream of consciousness exercise. There is no perfection. This is a first draft. You can edit it later. Just write. If you get stuck with writing, just continue writing until there is nothing left to write. And so with that, any questions before we dive into this piece and dive back into our little time machine bubble? Great. Okay. With that, deep breath in and out, exhale, and feeling the weight of your body on the chair again, feeling the weight of your feet on the ground again, feeling the presence of your back touching the back of the chair, and allowing your breath to slow down and deepen one more time as we go into this creative space. And as you're here, I want you to imagine that that bubble is reappearing in front of you. And that bubble, as you crawl into it and It lifts up above us, and you experience time stopping where you're looking down from the bubble and you're seeing you at your computer. And time is stopping. I want you to imagine a future that has infinite possibility, where anything is possible. Where there are no constraints. Imagining the future as if it were a blank canvas that you get to paint your perfect vision on. And in a moment, we're going to fast forward into the future, into that vision. And you're going to get to experience it. You're going to get to feel it, the emotional experience of what it's like to be having everything that you want. Feel it as deeply as you can. Taste the sensations of it. Make it as visceral as possible. So as you're floating in this bubble, what I want you to do is imagining hitting that joystick again, and this time it's going to go fast. So as you hit that joystick, it flies through January and February and March and April and May and June and July, fast forwards through August, September, October, November, December, and January, and it fast forwards all the way back, or all the way to 1 year from today. And imagine yourself 1 year from today. Imagine yourself in this bubble looking down at yourself after another year of growth. And noticing, looking around your life and seeing what's different. Notice how you're spending your days. Notice what you're feeling on a day-to-day basis. Notice what's different energetically, emotionally, intellectually, spiritually. What do you feel? How is your health? Knowing that anything is possible a year from now. Now noticing your relationships. Who are you spending your time with? How are they supporting you? How are they upholding you or uplifting you? What types of new friends have you called into your life? What old friends did you deepen your relationships with? Feeling what it's like to know that anything is possible over the next 12 months. Who you could be, who you can hang out with, who you fall in love with or out of love with. What's your intimate relationship like? Are you in partnership? Are you out of partnership? What's the quality of it? How is it a year later? Thinking about your wealth and your career. How do you show up every day? What's your career like? Are you certain on what you're working on? Are you aligned with this being your most important activities? Sharing your most important gifts for the world? Or are you doing something that's not? How's your financial life? What changed this year? What's different? What worked? How much did you save? How much are you making? And step back for a moment and just taking in the big picture of your life 1 year from today. Who have you become? What has shifted internally within you that allows you to be more powerful, more confident, more capable? That allows you to create more? Who is this person? How does this person show up each day? What is it like? See if you can feel the energetic resonance of it already within you. Now let your mind just wander for a moment with infinite possibility of what you can create, of what you can accomplish, of who you can be, of what you can call into your life. And have the courage to admit what it is that you want, regardless of how scary or how silly it sounds. Let your mind wander, knowing that any of this is possible, and that anything that you dream up today can be in your reality 12 months from now. Deep breath in and out. And from this place, opening your eyes and writing for the next 5 minutes the vision that you saw for your future. In detail. Noticing the different areas of life, your health, your relationships, your wealth, and your overall quality. Noticing the emotional component of how it feels, what you're experiencing on a day-to-day basis. Remembering anything is possible, and that the only limits are the limits of your creativity. Remembering to write in the present tense, looking back. I have achieved, I have accomplished. Allowing yourself to dream as big as you want to dream. Allowing yourself to admit what you truly, truly want. continuing to write. Describing what you want, describing who you're going to become, what type of person will you become over the next year? Me know in the comments how you're doing. If you need another minute or two, we could probably do this for all day long, so we're gonna wrap it up in just a moment. People say 2 minutes. Okay, I'll give you like another 30 seconds or so. And a lot of people didn't say anything, which means you're probably writing still. So as this is coming to completion, and as you continue to write, imagining as you write, what is the theme? Like, if you're going to give your year one word or one phrase or one sentence, what does the theme look like for you this year? So the first year that I did this, it was the year of exponential growth. The next year was being a man who fearlessly and courageously gives his gifts. The next year was living in my genius. The next year was pleasure, adventure, and achievement with ease. The next year, the year was the year of self-love. And 2016 was the year of sex and money. And so, as you're writing, I'm curious what year, what is the word or phrase for your year this year? If you were to sum up everything into one word. And when you're ready, go ahead and type that in the question box. Let me know what that word is for you. Seth Anderson says, the year of becoming. I love it. Victoria, the year of limitless abundance, money, and joy. Beautiful. Artem, the year of freedom. Lori, the year of courage. Two, the year of self-love and inspiring others. Allie, the year of unrelenting growth. I love it, Allie. I find those you know, somebody emailed me the other day and they said, I was coming back to this workshop and I was gonna be disappointed because my year is really challenging. But then as I actually got in to the year, I got exactly what I wanted, just not necessarily the way in which I wanted it. And that was my experience, Ali, with the year of exponential growth for me. It was an amazing year, but really challenging at the same time. I hope it's more fun for you than challenging and amazing. So, Pamela, the year of fun, fit, abundance. I like it. Talia, the year of action, contribution, and self-love. Lauren, the year of freedom and achievement. Magda, the year of becoming the guru I know I can be. Justin Burns, you're still here, brother. What's up, man? The year of sharing my full gifts with the world with no fear. Paul, the year of being an operator. Amanda, the year of deep hearted connection and fun. Jason, the year of power, prosperity, and fun. Eugene, guys, these are phenomenal. The year of honesty, clarity, and love. Jordan, the year of excitement, joy, and new beginnings. Robert, the year of ascension. Fairy, the year of building balance and inspiration, inspiring relationships. Magda, the year of exploding my potential. Mark, the year of ducks in a row. Bruno, the year of surfing on professional success in a sea of love and friendship. John, explosive momentum of and growth of health, wealth, and love. Jen, the year of self-love, beauty, improvement, and confidence. Sarah, the year of financial freedom and being present. Valentine, the year of abundance for me and my circle of trust. Guys, these are phenomenal.